Okay, Alexander, let's talk about Trump's announcement that he's going to be pulling 12,000 troops out of Germany. This one kind of shocked me, actually. I didn't expect this. But this is what Trump said. And let me find the quote. I'm taking this from The Guardian. Their title actually reads U.S. to pull 12,000 troops out of Germany as Trump blasts delinquent. Berlin, Pentagon insists move is about long-term strategy, but Trump says, quote, we're reducing the force because they're not paying their bills. Here's what Trump said to journalists at the White House. He said, U.S. troops are there to protect Germany, right? And Germany is supposed to pay for it. Germany's not paying for it. We don't want to be the suckers anymore. The United States has been taken advantage of for 25 years. Both on trade and on the military, so we're reducing the force because they're not paying their bills. Alexander, what do you make of this story?
Well, let's first of all begin with what Trump actually said before we sort of unpack it. I mean, he's right. I mean, Germany doesn't feel threatened by Russia. It trades with Russia. It's just built a huge pipeline from Russia to Germany. I mean, it's absolutely true. The Germans do not spend 2% of their GDP on defense. They've always said they will, but they never quite come up to it. If you know anything about the German armed forces at the moment, I mean, they're almost a joke by all accounts. German soldiers, there was a German soldier who once described to me his time of service in the German military. And I mean, it's not a functioning military anymore. But half the helicopters don't work or what have you. So what Trump says, these people say they need the United States to protect them. And you've got all these American troops there protecting them. But in reality, it's quite clear that then they don't feel threatened. So why is the US there? And he's also absolutely right, by the way, that the trade relationship between Germany and the United States has not just for 25 years, but for very much longer, in fact, been extremely slanted in Germany's favor. I mean, Germany, by the way, all the way back going to the start of the Cold War, the United States opened up its markets to Germany in order to help the German economy revive. It allowed Germany to run a very undervalued currency, the early Deutsche Mark, which gave Germany a big competitive advantage in US markets. So, they did very well. And of course, that competitive advantage has continued because now the Germans don't have, of course, the Deutsche Mark anymore. They have the euro, which consistently trades at a lower level than the Deutsche Mark would. And continues to keep German, exports to the US very competitive. So, I mean, before we, unpack this further, let's be very clear. What Trump says is absolutely right. I'm sorry if there's some people in Germany who don't like me putting it in that way, but it's true. Now, why has he done it now? And is this quite the big thing that people say it is? Firstly, I think it is a pretty big thing. I mean, removing 12,000 troops from Germany, I think it's about 25,000 troops in total there. I think that is a major withdrawal. There is some degree of redeployment in that some of these troops will apparently go to other European countries. Poland, of course, is the one that always gets talked about. But at least half these troops, 6,000 men, are returning to the United States. Donald Trump, very realistic, transactional president. He's always after what America, America's best interests. He says Germany doesn't need our protection. We're spending money by keeping our troops in Germany. Germany doesn't do what we like on many things. So I'm just pulling the troops back, and it will go down very well with my electoral base, who are also becoming increasingly tired with these long-standing American commitments in all sorts of countries around the world where the America doesn't really gain, the American people don't really gain anything, and other countries are just able to skive off us. So I can see the logic of this decision from Trump's point of view very well. I think German people, for their part, should, if they're wise, start to welcome this thing. Because Germany, for so many years now, has functioned in this strange netherworld of not being a fully independent country in terms of its foreign policy, when it's, you know, because it's got US troops there and all that, but at the same time it hankers for an independent policy. And it too doesn't need all these US troops there. It's always, its actions speak louder than its words. It trades with Russia. It has good relations with Russia on many things. It's siding with Russia against the US on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. It's closer to Russia over the Iran confrontation than it is with the US. So I think Germans, you know, once they get over the shock, should actually welcome this.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is under a Trump America, that Germany is not as close to Merkel's Germany. Let me rephrase that. Under a Trump America, Merkel's Germany is not as close to the U.S. as Merkel's Germany was under Obama America. But then we saw what an Obama America and a Merkel Germany did to places like Ukraine and to Libya and to Syria and all these places. We saw the result of an Obama Merkel world.
Yeah.
So my first question to you is a pretty straightforward one. Why did Esper go along with this, or appears to be going along with this, when Esper is pretty much a very hawkish, almost neocon type of guy? And he has butted heads with Trump before.
He certainly has. I mean, there may be some elements of loyalty to Trump, but I think the Pentagon itself is starting to reassess its long-term commitments to Germany. Obviously, it's been there for a long time. Obviously, Germany, they do a lot of training there. They have a lot of operational headquarters there. But those troops in Germany are not really serving much of a purpose anymore. So I'm afraid with the Pentagon, it's a different agenda. I think their plan is to redeploy a lot of those troops to Poland. And there may be a tug of war now between the US, between Trump and the Pentagon, as to what actually happens to those troops. So there are different agendas. We mustn't assume that this is all going to end up with all those troops coming home. At the moment, the plan is that only half of them will. And now we've seen many times how Trump has wanted to bring troops back home, only for them to end up being kept or redeployed away from home in other places in ways that Trump ultimately doesn't seem to really like. So we may be seeing that happen.
It's interesting. Trump is such a transactional president. I mean, I really like it.
I do.
That aspect of his presidency. It really is a negotiation. It really is a type of business deal. And the U.S. wasn't getting anything out of this. Troops, they have to leave. I also think there's a part of, there's a component in Trump's thinking in that he has been trying to get troops out of Afghanistan and Syria since he first took office. And he's obviously been met with a lot of resistance in doing that. But I think this way he kind of sends the message to everyone that has been resisting him in Syria and Afghanistan that, you know what, eventually, especially if I win a second term, I am going to get my way and I am going to get the troops out of those places as well. As I also said, I would reimagine NATO's role in Europe and get those troops out of Germany. I've done it now. I mean, he's sending a lot of different messages out there, but those messages fall in line with many of his campaign promises that he made in 2016.
I completely agree. And by the way, I also happen to like the fact that he's a transactional president. It's always thrown at him as if that was something wrong. Why is it wrong to act in the interests of your own country? I mean, I've never understood that. I mean, at the end of the day, if Germany wants to have good relations with Russia, that's fine. But why in that case should the United States be required to defend Germany from Russia? Germany isn't frightened of Russia, doesn't feel threatened by Russia. What are American troops doing there at the end of the day? I mean, it seems to me that people who always criticize Trump for being transactional are ultimately deeply ideological, neo-globalist people who are pursuing an agenda that is contrary to the interests of America, of the United States, and of the American people. they want the American people to pay sacrifices, big sacrifices, to pursue projects which are not ultimately in their interests. And by the way, when you talked about Biden, of course, a Biden presidency would take a completely different line. I think you are absolutely right, because a Biden presidency would be highly ideological and globalist. It would return to the kind of policies that we were talking about, the non-transactional policies, the policies of keeping US troops stationed everywhere, fighting wars in every place, taking on the Russians here, taking on the Chinese there, all at the same time, you know, doing all those kind of things. And at the same time, of course, it would be closer to Germany, because Germany does very well out of this. It keeps the American troops. It has the money that comes with those troops, which is substantial, by the way. And at the same time, it's able to carry on doing what it has been doing, keeping the markets in America open to its goods and trading with Russia at the same time. So from the German point of view, it works quite well. I don't really see what the Americans get from it. And of course, Biden would go along with what the Germans, when I say the Germans, Merkel and people like that want. And it wouldn't be in the interest of the American people, because I don't see how it is.
All right. Finally, Alexandra, to me, this appears to be a win for America. I mean, America and the American people and those troops as well. This is a win for America. I think this is a win for Germany, German citizens, German people. This is a win for them as well. I want you to explain why you think it's a win for America. You touched upon why you think it is a win for Germany and the German people as well. And the mainstream media, the fake news mainstream media, has said this is a win for Russia and for Putin. And this once again proves that Trump is a Russian stooge and all this ridiculous stuff. But I think for Russia, this is meaningless, if you ask me. Does it? They don't care one way or another, because having U.S. troops there doesn't mean anything for Russia. So for them, it's kind of a wash.
It's completely meaningless. Russia isn't going to attack Germany. So why does the presence of American troops make any difference? I mean, from a Russian point of view, you're absolutely right. This is completely irrelevant. It's a total non-issue. Germany isn't going to become an ally of Russia tomorrow. That's not on the agenda, anybody's agenda. And keeping the troops there isn't going to prevent it from becoming an ally of Russia. And the Russians gain nothing. So, I mean, it's you know, people need to be realistic and look at things as they are, not the way certain, you know, think tanks and the New York Times says they are. I mean, this is absolutely no kind of benefit of the Russians from all of this. As to the Germans, you talk about the Germans. I'll come back to this. I mean, Germany has functioned since the Second World War in this very strange world where, you know, on the one hand, it's a very rich country. It's got all of these connections with the outside world. It trades very well with the United States. It's positioned himself at the heart of Europe. It's got good relations with Russia and all of those things. And at the same time, though, and this is something that you find if you go to Germany, there is still a feeling amongst Germans that, you know, they're not really a normal country, that they're still the defeated country of World War II, that they still somehow carry the burden of all the things that happened in the Nazi era, and that their sovereignty is, as a consequence, reduced. I mean, Germany doesn't even have a proper constitution. The constitution Germany has is a product of the treaties that were created after the Second World War. So it's time Germany started to think of itself as a normal country again. You know, a sovereign country, a country with its own constitution, its own laws, its own foreign policy, its own economic relationships. When Germans, as German people, could feel proud of their country and involved in it, and at the same time able to make decisions for themselves, so that they too don't get drawn into these hegemonic neo-globalist policies that are constantly being imposed on them. We've spoken a lot on these programs about how Germany is being pushed into agreeing to mutualization of debt across the European Union, and how many people in Germany don't feel that this is at all in their interests, how they're being exposed all the time to negative interest rates, and how that is destabilizing Germany's own internal economy. Why does Germany go along with it? Why do German people go along with these things? Because they still carry this big burden left over from the Second World War, which the presence of American troops reinforces, this sense that Germany is not really a normal country and can't, the Germans by themselves can't be trusted to make their own decisions. So I think for the Germans, it would be a liberating event if those American troops left, not because those troops are oppressing them, but because of the huge psychological effect it would finally have for Germany, that for the first time since 1944, there are no foreign troops on its own territory.
Yeah. I agree with you there, 100%. For Americans as well, I think this is a very good good development. Yeah.
Let the United States, I mean, the Cold War against the Soviet Union is over. That's past. The United States has lots of concerns, lots of interests. It's got problems within the United States. We've talked about them here. It's got vast resources and opportunities. It too needs to start being a normal country again, not this far-flung, pseudo-empire being manipulated by a small group of people with a globalistic agenda who hold power in Washington and who run the think tanks there and who have so much influence in the media. It needs to bring back its troops back home. And to remember what was once said about the United States, about the American people, that the business of America is business. That's where the genius of America lies. And I think my own view, all the problems that we see in the United States today are a direct product of the fact that that truth about the United States has been forgotten. That's what I think. At a time, I'm not saying, that it closes down all its armed forces, or that it doesn't have its issues with countries like China and Russia, or indeed Germany, but do so as a normal country once more, and you will see America really prosper and take off, because all the resources, all the things that made America rich and strong are still there. They always have been. And, dare I say it, it's what Trump has been trying to say. He doesn't sometimes say it as well as he could do or should do. And, of course, whenever he does try and say it, they say, Trump is being transactional, or Trump is being some kind of, lunatic or narcissist. But ultimately, he has understood a truth which so many people don't want the American people to see.
Well, he's many American people, a large majority, I think, of American people do see his truth, and they relate to his truth.
I think so. I think that's exactly right. I think that's exactly what it is. I don't think people in America, in all over the United States, this huge country that is the United States, really feel that the business of America is, patrolling around Germany when there is no threat either to Germany or to the United States that can be found there. So bring them home.
Yeah, and I will say this. The first thing I will say is, we've seen what happens when you fund these think tanks like the Brookings Institution. Yeah. We see how they go rogue and the damage that they do. And
precisely.
We documented, I think about 2-3 days ago, what the Brookings Institution did with regards to Russiagate. So those think tanks are no good. They produce nothing, they make nothing. And they come out with just damaging, patently false foreign policy objectives. I mean, just they come up with terrible, terrible stuff.
I completely agree. I think they do entirely bad. I mean, what we have to do on the Duran, I have to read reams of this stuff that comes out of the think tanks in Washington. And, I clutch my head with horror when I read it, because I say to myself, first of all, these people accept no limit I mean, there is no limit on what they want the US to do, what they want the American people to do, not in their own country, but, you know, in Paraguay or Kathmandu or wherever it is that these think tanks are suddenly interested in. And of course, not only do they do that, but as we see, they now interfere directly in the US political process. And they do so in a very, very sinister way.
Exactly.
I mean, this is they're no longer just think tanks. They're part of the instrumentalities of the American political system. They're part of the oligarchical culture, the swamp, if you like, that Trump promised to drain.
Yeah. I think that was a natural evolution of their being, that eventually they would turn in on their own country.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. And finally, I also take heart in the fact that Trump is moving out troops from Germany, because to me, it does signal that if he gets reelected, I really think he's going to get troops out of Syria and Afghanistan.
I think so as well. I think that's absolutely what he's
doing. Biden will not.
No, Biden won't. He'll try and reverse all of this. He'll send the troops back. He'll send them to more places. You'll see more wars. The greatest number of wars that were fought by the United States since end of the Second World War was under the Obama administration. There were far bigger wars under previous administrations. There were bigger wars in Vietnam. There were bigger wars in Iraq. But Obama waged wars in far more places all at the same time. And throughout the Obama presidency, the United States never experienced a single day of peace. Which, when you think about it, is quite amazing.
We're under Trump's administration. They have not entangled themselves in any major wars. First time in 45 years. All right. Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Guys, subscribe to the channel. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and subscribe star. Send us some USD. Send us some euros. Send us some yen. Anything. Any little amount always helps out this channel, because we are a small channel and we need your help to continue to broadcast stories like this, videos like this. And of course, go to the Durant shop. I have got, for this occasion, I've got
and
my
so,
US
mug. Australian. I've got the US. There it is. There's the US. You can see what it is. What a great mug it is for. Let me repeat again. What a great country. Great mug country. And of course, we have to have the US on one of our mugs. And they are the best mugs in the world. Americans like to say the United States is the best country in the world. Well, make it so. It can be if you do these things that we say. So, best mugs in the world. And of course, you've got the United States. We've got Australia there. We've got Britain. We've got lots of other countries. You go to our shop, you'll find them all there. And we've also got enameled mugs. They were the best mugs in the world before. And now they're even better. They are beautiful and they are superb and they are the best mugs you can possibly have. And we also have amazing shirts. Alex is wearing one of the new sets of shirts, I think, which you can see these beautiful, beautiful new elegant shirts that we have, all 100% cotton. You'll find all kinds of new shirts in our shop, and you'll find hats, hoodies and stickers, and you'll find ebooks that cover all the topics that we discuss on our various programs. So you support this small channel, as Alex says, by coming to our shop, and you become the proud owner of these great things. So come to our shop, support us, buy these great things, and Alex will remind you how.
There is a link underneath this video to the Durant shop. You'll find it there. I also want to let people know three things before we sign off. We do have a Germany mug as well. So we have a magic mug with Germany. We launched that the other day. And for everybody located in Australia and New Zealand, we are one of our suppliers, are one of the people that we work with to get these mugs to you. They do have now a warehouse in Australia. So for the mugs and eventually the apparel as well, but we're starting with the mugs. They will be shipping from Australia as well. So that will definitely cut down on the shipping time when you order your mug from Australia or New Zealand. It will be coming directly from a partnership in Australia as well. Same great magic mugs, but they'll get to you a lot faster. And very, very quickly, Alexander, very quickly, 30 seconds, because we are talking about America here in this video and Germany, the patriotic legacy. Very quickly, 30-second shout out to them.
The Patriot beacon, the best flashlight in the world, with its incredible powerful beam that you can see, which you can dim and which you can have flashing like that, which you can have on a dark place. It's beautiful, it's strong, it's incredibly, incredibly rugged. It's the Swiss Army knife of, actually, it's even better than a Swiss Army knife. Flashlights. It's made in the United States. It ships internationally. It does extraordinary things. It's got a compass in the holder. You can also, it's solar powered, and you can recharge your laptop or smartphone from this socket, which you can see there. And it's also, you can also use it as an alarm, and you can you can use it as a tool, and you can also cut seat belts if you ever find yourself in the need to do that. So it's the best flashlight in the world, bar none. It's amazing. It's made in the United States. It ships internationally. It's made by our friends at Patriotic Legacy, and it's the Patriot Beacon. And Alex will also tell you how to get it.
You'll find the link underneath this video as well, and 20% off when you use the code Durand20. You'll find that information in the description box underneath this video as well. 20% off. They ship all over the world. Patriotic Legacy, the Patriot Beacon 3. Alexander Mercurs, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.